Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad you tuned in today. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. We just finished up a wonderful holiday. Hopefully, you had a nice cookout and had some hamburgers and grilled chicken and grilled vegetables and corn on the cob and all that kind of stuff. Okay, I'm going to stop because I know some of you are getting hungry. It is kind of dinner time. But I'm just so excited to be bringing the show to you every week. Right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Again, this is your lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette, and I'm just tickled pink that you're joining us. Listen, we want to give a big shout-out to all of our listeners, faithful listeners all across, certainly our listeners in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We give you a big shout-out. Certainly Virginia Beach and Newport News and Georgia and Memphis and Illinois and all across. We just love to hear from you. Listen, remember that we are live and on the air every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time, same place. And as always, you can check out any of our shows in the on-demand section if you missed anything. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an awesome show lined up for you today. I'm calling this segment Tips You Can Use. You know, sometimes you just need some tips, some helpful hints to kind of help you along, and you'll say, oh, you know what, I never thought about that. Oh, that's a good suggestion. Well, you know what, that's what we're here for, because the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I have my first guest waiting with me right in the virtual studios. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, I'm telling you, she is just phenomenal. I have this young lady. She is Lynn Sellers. She has a hot blog called She Plus Diva, where she provides a total guide dedicated to the inner and outer beauty of the everyday plus size woman. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Lynn Sellers. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you.
Oh, we're so glad to have you.
I am honored to be talking with you today.
Oh, likewise. All right, so tell us, Lynn, I love your blog. I got to give a shout-out certainly to Tony Brown, who brought your blog to my attention, and I was like, oh, I like this. I like what she's doing, so I certainly got to get her on the show. Tell our listeners how you decided to start this particular blog.
Well, Charvette, I decided to start the blog. First of all, I'm always into some type of new undertaking.
Uh-huh.
I decided to gear the blog towards full-size women, because I am a full-size woman.
Me too, sis.
And you are. and you're beautiful. And
Thank you.
I just wanted to just give some recognition to all of our plus-size women out there. I just see a lot of information geared towards, the thinner woman, which is,
right.
It's good, not knocking the thinner woman,
Right.
Some women, either they're full figured because of health reasons, or it's hereditary, or just undisciplined and rebellious.
Right.
As for myself, I fall under the undisciplined and rebellious.
Uh-huh.
I'm not making excuses. I just want to be real for the listeners.
Uh-huh.
And I want to let the full figured woman know that someone cares and understands. And just because we're full figured, whatever the reason, we're just as intelligent and beautiful. I find that the media always puts the influence on the thinner person. It's having
right.
it all together, And there are a lot of big, beautiful women that love fashion and are conscious of health. And if they're not, by having this site, I pray that, it'll uplift them and give them hope and help them feel like they're a part of society.
Yeah.
As the full figured women, we are here to make ourselves, we have to be inclusive.
Right.
I want us big, beautiful ladies to be excited about our lives. We have a lot to offer society and a lot of love to give. We're regular people.
Uh-huh.
We don't discriminate against the smaller size people, and that's why I include something for everyone in my website. We're all on the same journey as women, so.
There you go. Well
said.
There you go. Well said. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, while you're online right now, go check out her blog, www.she-plusdiva.com. Again, that's plusdiva.com. All right, so Lynn, tell us, what are some of the featured articles that listeners will find when they go to your blog?
Okay, Okay. The labels that I have, well, I wanted to do like 5-minute real talks, which I have not started because it's a new site, and what I want to do is I just want to be able to do as you are doing, Sherbet, interview people, regular people for 5 minutes, just general conversation, could be about anything.
Right.
To show that, you know, we're real people too and we have the same issues. Place of worship, just what are you driving, beauty tips. I have some bloopers on there to make you laugh. different full-size celebrities, entertainment, exercise tips for full-figured people that, you know, may be beginners such as myself. And some exercises are, you know, kind of hard to do. You know, just trying to start off. So start off slow. I'm into meditation, fashion, fragrance, anything to uplift the spirit and the soul. You know, good taste, healthy food that tastes good.
Not, yeah.
I don't like a lot of vegetables, but if I can incorporate that some type of way and make it taste good and I know it's good for me, then I'm going to eat it.
All right.
I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people have that problem. If it doesn't taste good, I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
Just a small gossip column just to be juicy, you know. It could be about anything. The last few, they're not necessarily about me, but people that have given me information, and I don't put their names there, but I do like to put that out there for other people to read and say, okay, I can relate to that, you know.
Right.
Just need to know things, little tips that I've come across, you know, for not just necessarily full-size women, but once again, full-size because it is geared towards the full-size women, but little tips that you can use, you know, for everyday purposes. Networking, I get business cards and I network. I put the post business cards for people, you know, to place on my site, and anyone can take a look at and maybe they'll need that type of service. Relaxation, sexy men to look at.
Yeah, I
all
saw that.
All tastefully done, though. skin care, once again, spirituality, and whatever you're listening to as far as music, what's up to date, what sounds good, what's nice, and what to read, things to read and to just sit back and relax on.
I think you have absolutely something for everyone. Oh, my goodness, what a great way to do a holistic approach to a blog and provide all these helpful tips and resources.
Thank you, thank you. I wanted to give, like I said, something for everyone, but geared towards the full-size woman because I have this love for our full-size woman. I've seen so many beautiful women that may not feel beautiful.
Right.
But when I look at them, they are beautiful. And I can say that because I relate it to myself. Sometimes I don't feel as though I'm beautiful, and it took me a long time to get to where I am today, and then just to look in the mirror and to be able to say, you know what, not just looking at me physically, but inside, I am beautiful, and I'm hoping to give that to everybody.
All right, phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, again, go to her blog. This, again, is we're talking to Lynn Sellers, and she is the author of a hot blog I love. It's called www.she-plusdiva.com. Again, that's www.she-plusdiva.com. And you can leave comments about any of the articles and things of that nature that you see on the blog. Okay, so we certainly have to give some of our thick chicks some tips for summer fashions. Tell us, Lynn, in your own opinion, what is hot for the summer? What are some fashion tips?
Definitely my own opinion. I love to dress. I love to I'm kind of eclectic, but I like the idea of the bold belts, earrings and bangles to bring out. The accessories can bring out a T-shirt and a pair of jeans. I mean, new colors, big colorful bags, Bermuda shorts, blazers, and mini dresses. I mean, even vintage, you know, and vintage is in right now, just for me. You know, sometimes you have things that are in the closet that's been there for a while, and you may feel like they're outdated, but I say try it on. Mix and match, you know.
Because there's nothing new under the sun.
Exactly.
So. What was out will come back in style again. And I love that you mentioned the big belts and the chunky jewelry and the big pocketbooks, because sometimes people, some of the thick chicks will may get discouraged if they can't find like the really cool and fashionable outfits, shirts, jeans, whatever, you know, in the stores that they shop in. But you can always incorporate, you know, the trendiest accessories to a basic outfit, and then that really will keep you in style. Would you agree?
Definitely. I do it all day, every day. I will go to Target, and I may see a plain T-shirt, and I'm telling you, I'm putting on a pearl bracelet, a big bangle pearl bracelet, some big earrings, and some heels. With, if I'm going to work, maybe a pair of slacks to be casual dressing.
Right.
Or, you know, if it's just out, you know, shopping, just put on a pair of jeans. And what I find is, being a heavier woman, I like wedge heels more than I do spike heels, because they support the total body instead of, you know, just the thinner heels, which are lovely, too. You can find some nice shoes with the thinner heels, but you can also find a lot of nice wedge heel shoes as well.
Great. Those espadrilles, we love them. And I totally agree. They're so much easier to walk in and comfortable. And I've heard all types of women say they love the wedge heels,
definitely.
And they're certainly popular.
And it gives you the height as well. So it gives you a slimness to your look. Not a slimness, but it actually gives you a defining look to your curves and all.
Oh, right. So certainly in the summertime, we want to smell good, just like we want to look good. What recommendations do you have for summer fragrances? What tips do you have for summer fragrances?
Well, summer fragrances, what I find that I like so much, Bath and Body Works, Japanese cherry blossom.
The most
awesome one they've come out here lately is one of the signature collections, is the butterfly flower fragrance. And these are roughly $12 a bottle, but I get so many compliments off of that butterfly flower, and that's one of the newer fragrances that they have out. If you want to go a little bit more expensive, if you're on out, I love Unforgivable Woman by Sean John.
Yeah.
It's a little more pricey, but it's well worth it.
Great. Love it, love it, love it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. And this is my segment called Tips You Can Use. And I am in the first segment with Lynn Sellers, who is the author of a fabulous blog called She Plus Diva. Check her out online at www.she-plusdiva.com and get your fashion and makeup and all those kinds of things, all of those tips. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you touch that dial. Don't you move. Don't you go anywhere, because certainly we have another segment of the tips you can use coming up very shortly. I'm going to be talking to a wonderful gentleman, Mr. James R. Taylor, and we're going to be talking about tips for small businesses and a wonderful conference and seminar that's coming to Virginia Beach. So you want to stay tuned. All right. So, Lynn, what about makeup? What tips do you have for that wonderful summer look for makeup?
Makeup. In my blog, I feature CoverGirl, Bare Essentials, Way East, and Iman has a wonderful line. And these are all makeups that cater to any ethnicity. So
okay, great.
It's not just geared towards African American women. But Bare Essentials and Way East. Way East is a line that I faithfully use myself. And usually you can go on QVC to find this. Actually, it's created by an Asian woman.
Oh.
And I can't remember her name, but the moisturizing cream is wonderful if you want to use it at night or if you want to use it, you know, during the day. It's great for your skin. I get a lot of compliments on my skin complexion.
Yeah.
I can just say that, you know, I exfoliate maybe once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks.
Right.
And I'll apply the cream to my face, and it actually keeps it so soft. The colors that I would say that I'm using right now are actually bronzes, oranges, golds, pinks, and grays, and I love frosted.
Oh, yeah.
Thick frost is very, very good.
Great. Well, I'm telling you, you have given us some wonderful tips, and I've enjoyed you, and we're going to keep our eye on you and keep checking you out online at www.she-plusdiva.com, and certainly we just wish you more continued success.
Thank you so much, Charvette.
All right. Thanks for stopping by the show.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with our second segment. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
I'm Governor Tim Kaine. Unexpected disasters can happen at any time with little or no warning. Act now to get ready, Virginia. Learn how your family can get an emergency kit, make a plan, and stay informed. Visit readyvirginia.gov.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Certainly, we are in our segment called Tips You Can Use. We just finished talking to the lovely Lynn Sellers with her wonderful blog. Check her out online at www.she-plusdiva.com. I have my second guest in the virtual studio right now. I'm going to bring him to the mic absolutely right now. And I should have Mr. James R. Taylor. Do I have you on the line?
I am here.
Great. We're so glad to have you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Well, we certainly are glad to have an opportunity to talk to you today. Listeners, Mr. Taylor is the president of Virginia Housing and Community Development Corporation, and that's a Virginia nonprofit 501c3 corporation organized to promote economic and community development within the Commonwealth of Virginia. He is also the founder and director of MBE Capital Connect, a catalyst that cultivates business opportunities by connecting qualified minority-led initiatives and firms with active accredited investors. And we are just tickled pink to have him on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So certainly, Mr. Taylor, tell us a little bit about the Virginia Housing and Community Development Corporation and your role there.
Well, you said earlier that my position there as president, I was just reelected president by the board of directors. The organization started in February of 2004 by a group of entrepreneurs, actually. We were looking for a way to kind of spur economic development within our community at the grassroots level. We were primarily interested in finding alternative sources of capital, finding more ways of getting minority businesses involved in government and related contracting. How do we approach redevelopment within our own communities in the sense of you know, next generation housing? What will housing look like in the year 2030, and how can we be a part of that? You know, how can we leapfrog the green movement and get into houses that are not only affordable to buy but affordable to build and maintain? And so that's where the organization originated from, and that's been our focus over the last few years.
Outstanding. And certainly tell us more about MBE Capital Call and Capital Connect.
Well, the Capital Call came out of the need to identify minority business enterprises that had the capacity to grow and enlarge their businesses to scale. Mm-hmm. As I had mentioned earlier, we were really interested in finding alternative sources of capital, and so we decided that we would put together what we call venture forums, or what's commonly known in the industry as venture forums, where we give entrepreneurs that are either starting or they're looking to expand an opportunity to come before an audience of investors mm-hmm. and pitch their plans and their business plan, and hopefully walk away from that experience with some interested investors from, you know, the private equity community, venture capital community, from mm-hmm. investment banks and others that basically finance small businesses. Capital Connect is to be an online venue for doing just that. We've had some issues with getting the website up and running, but I have no doubt that by the end of this summer we'll have it going and we'll be able to reach out to entrepreneurs across the country as well as investors across the country. So it's not just a Virginia venue. We're looking at actually, you know, this problem is not just in Virginia, of course, so we wanted to be able to make it a national effort to not only bring in quality businesses, but also to bring in those that are interested in making investments in those businesses. And so we've got two vehicles that they can do that, either through the Venture Forum, where they can sit and hear live presentations and meet one-on-one and talk one-on-one with entrepreneurs, or they can register and go online and provide the information there and receive information about quality business plans.
Wow, what a phenomenal process that you have set up. I mean, certainly that is just a gold mine there.
We're hoping it will. And as a result, we're looking at helping a number of businesses to move to the next level. You know, because we've got a lot of great ideas, fantastic ideas, and I've heard quite a few over the years. But, you know, just needing that capital to make those ideas reality and you know, hiring and getting people employed and actually making an impact in the community is the difficult part. And so, you know, we're trying to eliminate some of the barriers, so to speak.
Great. And certainly we have a lot of business owners and small business owners and entrepreneurs and authors that listen to the show. What are some tips that you would give to small business owners, especially during this economic time?
Well, there are a number of things that we can do. First, for the startups, let me address those because we have two categories here. One thing I would say is to first get over the notion that there's free money available. Mm. You know, so many small business owners are being told, you know, well, there are grants to start a business, and you can go out and get, you know, somebody's going to give you money to go do what you want to do, and for the most part, that is untrue.
Wow.
I don't know where that originated from, but the only grants that I'm aware of, and I've been doing this for a long time.
Yes.
The only grants that I'm aware of are those that come out of the Small Business Innovation Research Programs and the Small Business Technology Transfer and Realization Program that are SBA initiatives that are connected with the various arms of the federal government, like the Department of Energy, Transportation, Department of Defense, et cetera.
Okay.
True, they do provide grant money, but it's more or less somewhat of like a research grant, if you will.
Okay.
They're looking for innovation. They're looking for creativity, and they're going to present you with a problem, and they want you to find a way to solve it. And if you've got a great idea, then they will fund it so that you can have an opportunity in the first stage under the SBIR to test your idea to see if you can actually make it work.
Okay.
In the second stage, they actually say, okay, well, we're going to give you more money. Now we want you to go out and do it. And then that leads to further contracting opportunities with the federal government or outright sale, or you may be able to take that product to market. So that's really the only grant opportunities we're aware of, because most grants that come from federal, state, and others are basically going to nonprofit organizations or nonprofit and local organizations, you know, city agencies, et cetera, to assist small businesses. And
okay.
So there's a nonprofit entity, if you will, that receives the money, and then they turn around and provide technical assistance of some kind to small business owners. So it's you see how it can be confused?
Right.
So it's, the money does not go directly to any individual. That's not what it's there for. Now, for the person that's in business, it really boils down to what is the need and what type of money, you know, what are you trying to finance? What are you trying to do?
Right.
And so traditionally we're told, well, let's go to the bank and ask the bank for money. But banks are not in the business of taking a risk.
Right.
You know,
they are risk averse.
Right. We don't put our money in the bank for the bank to lend money to everybody that comes in the door with an idea. If that's the case, they wouldn't be in business tomorrow.
Right.
So what you're looking for is risk money, and so and that's what the seminar that we're doing on the 12th of June is all about, helping you to kind of, you know, carve up your business plan and identify areas where you've got a business need, a financial need, mm-hmm. that can be addressed by a particular segment of the capital markets, and recognizing that, you know, we're going to introduce you to 17 types of capital and credit, many of which you probably have heard of, unaware of them, the majority of them. You've probably heard of a few of them, but the majority of them, you know, most of us are unfamiliar with. So for that company or that individual that's in business, we've got a lot of information that we can share with you. But certainly we can help both of those entities understand how to do a quick business plan,
okay.
and one that actually works.
Wow, which is the key.
That's the key.
That's
most
key.
Business plans are not written such that the entrepreneur can follow them or such that a management team can follow them and make them work. Most business plans that I see that are written are basically written based on some template that you purchase someplace and says, well, get this information, get that information, et cetera, and you put all this information together, but it doesn't really tell you how to do anything.
Right.
It's just a collection of information. Well, we want to show you how to do a business plan that works.
Oh, right. And so give us all of the details for the seminar, location, times, all of that.
Well, it's June the 12th. It's a Friday. It'll be at the Virginia Beach Central Library. It's called the Meyer Oberndorf Library now at 4100 Virginia Beach Boulevard. It starts at 9 o'clock. It'll run to about 3 p.m. We have a number of investment bankers and folks from the financial community that will be coming in addition to myself, and we'll be talking about the forms of capital and credit. We'll be talking about the current status of the capital markets. We will address the Stimulus Act, the opportunities that were created from that, and the effect that it's having on the minority business community. We'll talk about the TARP and a number of other areas, but we ask that you simply register to attend. There's a $25 registration fee. We're going to provide some materials and lunch, and we just ask that you go to our website, which is mbecapitalcall.com/events, and just click on the links there and register. We need advance registration. We want to make sure we've got a good head count, and that
right.
we provided the right number of lunches, that make sure everybody gets a lunch and everyone gets some materials. But we can't do that if we have folks walking in, you know, a day or two or
right.
the day of. So we ask that they register no later than the 5th of June, but as soon as possible between now and then, so that we can get a good feel for how many people are going to be there.
And certainly a $25 registration, that's and you're including lunch and material, that's almost free, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much free.
We
picked up the majority of the costs and expenses
right.
doing this thing, and that's why we're here. You know, our job is to educate the public in financial matters, and that's what, you know, we're here for. If we were out to, you know, make money on this thing, there'd be probably about $400 or $500 per person.
Exactly.
It's, you know, we just want to cover our costs and expenses and get some information in your hands, and hopefully we'll see some folks either get their businesses finally going,
yeah.
And those that are in business, we can help them try to get over this hump, and make no mistake about it, this is a great time to start a business or expand a business. This is
oh,
a great
right.
time to do it. We are about at the bottom. We're starting to to head back up in terms
mm-hmm.
of economic activity, and now is the time. If you're going to do something, now is the time. More millionaires have been made during this type of economy than any other time in the history of the United States, and we want minority businesses to be a part of it.
We want to be on the bandwagon. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this wonderful knowledge and information with us, and certainly the resources that you all have pulled together to impact the community. I mean, we applaud you certainly for your efforts. One more time, give us the dates, the times, the locations, and the web address for the conference seminar.
The date is the 12th of June from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at the Virginia Beach Central Library. To register, just go to our website. It's mbecapitalcall.com. That's mbecapitalcall.com/events, or go to our main website, which is vhcdc.org, and just click on the calendar of events. Any questions, or if you lose the website information, my number is 757-671-8333. James Taylor, just give me a call, and I'll be happy to steer you in the right direction. But we're looking forward to sharing this information on the 12th of June in Virginia Beach, and invite any and all minority businesses, women-owned businesses in particular as well, to come on out and learn and meet and greet and talk to investment bankers and other investors one-on-one.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And
well,
we
thank
just wish you.
You
much, yes, much success. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. If you missed any portion of this interview, no problem. Go back in our on-demand section, and you can listen to the full interview.
Live
send
from
a link
Virginia,
to a
you've
friend.
You've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.